Secretary of State Rex Tillerson flew to Fairbanks today, accompanied by both of Alaska's U.S. senators. Tillerson is preparing to meet with his counterparts from seven other Arctic nations tomorrow morning. That's when the U.S. will formally hand over the two-year chairmanship of the Arctic Council to Finland. The handoff comes at a moment when U.S. Arctic policy is up in the air. Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk is in Fairbanks, and we have her on the line. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Lori.
Rachel, set the scene for us. What's the backdrop to this meeting?
Yeah, the big issue hanging over this conference is climate change. The Arctic Council has been very focused on climate change, scientific research, sustainable development, especially under the U.S. chairmanship for the past 2 years, which has been under the Obama administration. Of course, all of the countries here have signed the Paris Climate Agreement. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is deciding whether to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement right now, and there's a decision is expected within the next few weeks. So there's really questions hanging over the conference of whether the U.S. is going to continue its commitments on climate change and on funding climate research. A Finnish representative told the New York Times that the Trump administration actually has asked to remove language directly related to the Paris Accord from the joint agreement that's going to come out of this meeting. So I think for people here, there's really just a feeling of whiplash going from the Obama administration and Secretary of State John Kerry, very focused on climate change, very focused on scientific research, to the Trump administration, which is skeptical on climate change, skeptical on some scientific research, skeptical of international institutions, and the Arctic Council is like the most international of international institutions. It runs entirely on consensus. It's very slow. So I think there's just questions about sort of how engaged the Trump administration will be.
Well, given all that, what are you hearing from people up there?
Well, so as I said, climate change is a big concern. You know, folks here emphasize that the Arctic is warming faster than the rest of the world, that climate change impacts are showing up in the region first. And so there's big questions about sort of, you know, how the U.S. is going to engage with those issues. But people also say the rest of the world is going to move forward no matter what the U.S. does. I spoke with Annika Nilsson of the Stockholm Environment Institute in Sweden, and here's what she said.
Of course it raises concerns. U.S. is a big emitter of greenhouse gases that need to change. But I think actually the world is changing anyway without the U.S. now. There is a momentum in terms of transformation, actually, of the global energy systems.
And on top of the climate change concerns, there's also worries about whether the U.S. will stay engaged in Arctic issues. The Arctic Council, the way that the U.S. engages is through the State Department, and President Trump has proposed major funding cuts for the State Department, so there's some worry about whether the U.S. will remain a big player. But I spoke with Ambassador David Bolton. He's the chief U.S. official for the Arctic Council, and he said, you know, U.S. Arctic policy hasn't really changed since the early 90s. And that means a focus on the environment, sustainable development, scientific research, political stability. And he's not sure that's going to change.
The Clinton administration, the Bush administration, the Obama administration all developed their own version of U.S. Arctic policy, but they're mostly similar. This new administration has not yet begun that process. But my own feeling is that the U.S. interests in the Arctic are long-term and enduring, and they have a lot to do with the state of Alaska, and that's not changing.
Rachel, what should we expect tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow morning is the actual meeting of all of the foreign ministers representing, and obviously the Secretary of State representing the Arctic states. So Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and his counterparts at the seven other Arctic countries will meet for about 90 minutes. It will probably be pretty scripted, very formal. The U.S. will hand the gavel to Finland, which is the next chair. They're expected to sign an agreement on research cooperation, and then they'll issue this joint statement, and that's the Fairbanks Declaration, and it's written by consensus. Every country has to sign off on it. So it might give us a sense of how far the Trump administration is willing to go when it comes to making commitments on climate change.
All right. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori.
That's Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk speaking to us from Fairbanks. She's covering tomorrow's meeting of the Arctic Council.